Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited about having our friend Jack Nadell back on the show. Jack is an inspiration. He's a force unto himself. He served his country admirably and was decorated for his service in World War II. He came out of the military and started businesses and became very successful doing that. Founded the Jack Nadell International Organization. He's written a number of books. He's got a brand new one out called The Evolution of an Entrepreneur, 50 of My Best Tips for Surviving and Thriving in Business, and he's sharing this with people at his beautiful age of 89. Jack Nadell, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back on with you, Jim.
You know, when you're 89, you actually like telling people that, don't you?
Well, I'm certainly proud of it. I feel I'm extraordinarily fortunate that because I've been active throughout my life, and even after I retired from daily operation in my business, I had so many interests going that retiring was just working at my own schedule and my own time and
right.
at my own convenience.
Do you feel that staying active, staying involved, working on projects, do you feel like that's helped you to have a fruitful life all the way up to 89?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel that the brain has to be exercised like the body has to be exercised. And the only way you can keep it going is to do exactly that, is keep on going. And it can't be something you don't care for. It has to be something you're passionate about. So at 89, I'm still very passionate about what I do.
When did you retire from the operation of your business?
I actually retired from the operation of the business 19 years ago, and I turned 70.
Right.
From the day-to-day operation.
Right.
From the day-to-day
right.
operation. But I remained on the board of directors as the chairman of the board, and continued that right till this year, when I retired from the board as well, because quite frankly I'm not ready to take as much detail as you have to do when you're a board member. You have to take in too many things.
I think you've earned the right not to have to worry about as much detail. So you do a lot of mentoring, Jack, and you're still doing that. And I want to thank you for that. Whoever your mentees are, that you can congratulate them for me.
Well,
and
thank you.
So what? Tell us what you're telling the folks you're mentoring. Talk to us from your book. What are you telling them?
Well, what I'm telling them is that the opportunities today are greater than ever. That it isn't as though there's a vacuum. Opportunity stopped. When I left the Air Force in 1946, I went right into business. I never paused. I had a blast all the way through. And what I tell them, first of all, you better enjoy what you're doing, because you're going to be doing it for a long time. And the trick is first decide what you want to do, and then figure out how you can make a profit doing it.
So find the thing that you love. You know, that's what something I remember my mother telling me as a teenager. She said, "Son, if you find the work that you can do that you love, you'll never work a day in your life." And of course,
she was
all
very wise.
That, but my mother, the first person who said that to me was my mother.
She was a very wise lady. The first thing I tell them too, here's the deal, Jim. The economy is going to go up or down, but it really doesn't really affect the job market that much. And I feel that the times have changed, and we all have to rely on ourselves and depend on ourselves. And I think so many people are capable of doing more than they realize. Hmm. So the first rule that I had, which is the first thing I did, was find the need and fill it. You can't create the need. I mean, geniuses create needs. Us ordinary people have to find it. my first deal that I made, which I'm very proud of, I was all of 22 years old, and there was a need for navy blue woolen goods in China. The Chinese were looking. Now, that was in 1946, and I had no experience, no money, but just a burning desire. And believe it or not, there was no navy woolen material because they didn't manufacture it during the war. But they had lots of Army olive drab. So I went to War Surplus, bought the Army olive drab, dyed it navy, and sold it to the Chinese.
You were already in that world. I mean, you found yourself in that part of the world, having been in the military, right?
Well, I traveled, of course, with the military, I decided on the last day of my military service, that I tell the story in my book because I think it's very important, making the transition from the service to civilian life. And I just found my heart going out to the veterans who are having a difficult time of it now because the transition is tougher. It's a different world. And they need all the help. So I sat down to write a book that I said would be a crash course in business. You can take that and get started. And all of what I write comes from experience because I've been out there for 68 years, and I've just been very successful with it. So
the evolution now, of an entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen, featuring 50 of my best tips for surviving and thriving in business by Jack Nadell. We're going to talk a lot more about Jack's thoughts on success as an entrepreneur and how he cares about our veterans. That's after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.